bazozama izamo yonke yobugelekeqe ukuthi kungaphumeleli ukuthi sivote, even though i-constitution isithi silelungelo lokuvota. So thina-ke namabandla ethu, yinto esingeke sithi thina sesingaphomba ukuyiyekela sikhohlwe ngayo, yinto esizoqhubeka siyilwisa. Ungabheka inera khona manje, inera eyiyona yamabandla ahlukeneyo aphusha for ama-reform wona lawa ama-election afana lezinto zona lezi ezibhekane le-diaspora vote. Namanje babhizi, sibhizi silamaloya who are looking into this thing ukuthi sizoyi-challenge even e-constitutional court yeZimbabwe. But izanu izokutshela ukuthi asiyali, inkinga yokuthi asiyamali ukuthi sikwenelise khona lokhu ukuthi livotele ngaphandle. Thina sithi asilandaba le mali yakho zanu, vele you are broke, you are useless. Thina we are able to do this on our own. Silama i-United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, sayi-approacha kudala. They are willing and able to assist in making sure ukuthi amaZimbabweans angaphandle can vote.
Asithi-ke kwehlule imizamo yenu, kuyini elizakwenza?
Right now uyabona ukuthi ngizobe ngikhuluma into eyisifiso. If mangingathi wonke umuntu ongaphandle eZimbabwe makahambe ekhaya ayorejista, it's almost literally impossible for abantu abaningi. Maybe abantu abase-South Africa which is close by, yabo bangakhona ukuthi bahambe bayorejista. So thina sizozama yonke inzamo esilayo possible. Like for instance abase-South Africa ukuthi maybe bahambe nea, because South Africa is the largest diaspora population. Anyway, we're talking 3 million. If we can find means for them ukuthi bayifike Beitbridge baregister to vote there. But all these izanu keeps coming up with throwing a lot of spanners into it, because now they start talking about the proof of residence. That requirement, a proof of residence, is not a constitutional requirement. It's just a way, again, of trying to rig our elections and make it impossible for abantu abanjengathi abangaphandle ukuthi bavote. Because even if abantu base-South Africa abasingakhosani le-Beitbridge, bazoyithatha bonke i-proof of residence ukuthi basala khona lapho i-area naleyo i-Beitbridge. There needs to be a better way. I-ZANU PF ma kukuthi yona izitshele ukuthi ile support yabantu, izinto ezifana lezi has to be clear. Vumelani abantu izizalwane zeZimbabwe zonke ilungelo lazo lokuthi zivote.
Nkuthazo bani elipha izihlobo ezisekhaya ezenelisa ukuvota, kukhona yini elizitshela khona?
Ye, okubalulekileyo khona manje mnumzana yikuthi mase siya ngaseqinisweni singaya evote, kuyovota khona manje the way izinto eziningakhona. The playing field is not level. iZANU PF ilokhe iyona econtrolayo i-registration process yama-votes. Right now sibe-biometric voters register that esayilwelayo ukuthi ibe khona, because we wanted to start afresh with a new voters roll. Ngoba le ekhona le eZANU le ilama-ghost voters, ilabantu abanga-existiwe and all that, because they use it to manipulate ama-results. So thina we said okay, we need a new role, and savumelana ukuthi asizeni le-BVR, i-biometric voters roll. And i-biometric voters roll le si-encourage abantu ukuthi bahambe bayoreji. But at the same time we are saying to abantu bakithi, singabi yiziwula ezokuthi even if sirejistile i-voter still ingakhawunti, because now ngubani okontrola i-data yakhona? Yiyo futhi iZANU PF. Because iZEC leyana is not fit ukuthi ibe independent. iZEC leyana is just an extension of iZANU PF. So these are all the things that even see njengebandla lethu the MTC, we are discussing these things and we are saying ukuthi, you know what, at the end of the day we need ukuthi abantu bame against any opportunity iZANU ezama ukuyicreate ukuthi rig ama-elections. Nangcono kungabi le vote completely if kungela control e-independent.